Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1601, air date October 24th, 2025.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll be focusing on how green tea supports cardiovascular health. We'll start by looking at its key active compounds and then see how these natural molecules work together to protect the heart, strengthen blood vessels, and improve overall cardiovascular function. This is going to be an engaging discussion. We'll begin by examining the molecular profile of green tea, specifically the active compounds that give it its unique properties. From there, we'll move on to the biological pathways and see how these compounds actually work in the body to support cardiovascular health. All right, let's get started and see what this is all about. Here we can see some background on green tea, which is otherwise known as the nature's energy elixir. It's made from the unfermented leaves of Camellia sinensis and has been cultivated across Asia, as well as parts of the Middle East and Africa. The health benefits are mainly linked to its catechins, particularly epigallocatechin gallate, or EGCG, which is the most widely studied and the most active polyphenol found in green tea. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a systems science framework. This method enables us to examine all the interconnected parts, revealing the broader picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way to think, and it's something anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. and Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to take a closer look at green tea, a powerful medicinal herb, and discover how it may play a role in supporting cardiovascular health. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What motivates anything that we do at Truth Freedom Health or Cytosolve or any of our solutions or anything? I personally do recognize that those in power are literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole when you look at the data globally. Lifespan is actually going down, okay? The curvature of lifespan is going down, and the cost of living, which means the ability for people to survive, is going up exponentially. So if you just look at this graph, unemotional and in a detached way, you see that those people who have executed this have really no interest in you as a human being. They want to kill you. They really do. And this is not something that just occurred over the last 5 years or 10 years. This is something, as you look at this graph, it's been going on for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. And that process has been going on from those on the left and the right, people claiming to be independent, people claiming to be agents of change. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it green tea, or be it moringa, or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that, so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that, environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me. And the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning systems science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there's massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding systems science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute, and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolv Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process, from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth, we have set a very high standard for what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosolv. This platform allows us to understand the food and what the compounds are in that and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone, for which Systems Health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolv took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends. I'm deeply motivated because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has given me the opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about green tea, or when I talk about black pepper, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world. As the great writer Alberto Brick says, they want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on green tea, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to green tea on cardiovascular health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this for yourself and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the systems approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on green tea on cardiovascular health.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution, and that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis, into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, the area of politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. There are many different contribution plans, as you can see. I recommend starting as a member, because there's an entire, very deep course called Get Off the Plantation. It'll help you come to terms with yourself. Do you want to get off the plantation, or do you want to be a slave? Or you can be a supporter, and we will give you more and more gifts of knowledge and education. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First of all, we're going to give you the background on green tea. What is cardiovascular health? Why does it occur from the information we know today? We're going to then talk to you about Cytosolve, which is a revolutionary platform, a revolutionary solution in science that helps us innovate products using food. And we'll share with you our initiative. We're taking a fresh approach. And by the way, there's no other way to solve these problems. We're talking about green tea, but that doesn't mean that's going to work for everyone, right? This is a very, very complex systems problem. And that's exactly why no one's truly cracked the code on this until now. Okay, but we are making headway by taking a systems approach. And so there's a lot of work to be done here, but that's what we're doing. And then we'll talk about how green tea benefits cardiovascular health. And we'll talk to you about how much green tea. We'll also talk to you about the reality. Is it right for you? Because for us, it's all about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we're going to share with you on how you can be part of this initiative. Okay, as we've already discussed, green tea, which is otherwise known as the nature's energy elixir, it's made from the unfermented leaves of Camellia sinensis and has been cultivated across Asia, as well as parts of the Middle East and Africa. The health benefits are mainly linked to its catechins, particularly epigallocatechin gallate, or EGCG, which is the most widely studied and the most active polyphenol found in green tea. Here we see how green tea has deep roots in indigenous and traditional medicine. It's been widely used by tribal communities in India and China, and it plays an important role in systems like Ayurveda, Unani, and homeopathy. Beyond that, green tea has been a staple for centuries across India, China, Japan, and Thailand, making it both a cultural and therapeutic beverage throughout history. In traditional Chinese and Indian medicine, green tea has been valued as a natural stimulant, diuretic, and astringent, often used to support heart health. It has also been traditionally used to relieve flatulence, regulate body temperature and blood sugar, aid digestion, and enhance cognitive function. There are three main types of green tea you'll come across: Chinese green tea, Japanese green tea, and oolong tea. Let's start with Chinese green tea, considered the birthplace of green tea. China produces green tea both on a large scale and through small specialized gardens known for their rare, high-quality varieties. Some of the most popular types include Wuluchayantu and Lungching. The second major category is Japanese green tea. In Japan, green tea isn't just a beverage, it's part of a long-standing cultural tradition. The preparation and drinking of green tea holds ceremonial value, especially in the practice of chenoyu, or the Japanese tea ceremony. Popular Japanese varieties include sencha, gyokuro, matcha, and hojicha. And finally, oolong green tea, which is grown in various regions such as China and Taiwan. Oolong tea stands out for its diverse flavor profiles. Each variety has its own unique character, shaped by factors like the region's soil and climate, terroir, altitude, and the way it's processed. Now let's focus on cardiovascular health. Cardiovascular diseases, or CVDs, are a group of disorders that affect the heart and blood vessels. These include coronary heart disease, cerebrovascular disease, and rheumatic heart disease, among others. Some of the biggest risk factors are unhealthy diet, lack of physical activity, tobacco use, and excessive alcohol consumption. Symptoms can show up as chest pain, pain in the arm or shoulder, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, cold sweats, and paleness. Pharmacological approaches to cardiovascular health typically include aspirin, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, and statins, all of which work to reduce risk and improve heart function. Alongside these, non-pharmacological methods such as regular exercise play a vital role in maintaining cardiovascular strength and preventing disease progression. When it comes to cardiovascular health, several medical interventions are commonly used. These include procedures like coronary artery bypass and balloon angioplasty, which involve using a small balloon-like device to open blocked arteries. Other interventions include valve repair or replacement, heart transplantation, and even artificial heart operations. Each of these treatments plays a vital role in addressing severe heart conditions and restoring proper cardiovascular function. Cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death worldwide. In 2019 alone, it claimed 17.9 million lives. That's about 32% of all global deaths. This staggering number highlights just how urgent and widespread the challenge of heart health really is. Now let's take a closer look at how green tea, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in improving cardiovascular health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. And we thought, why not apply this very same approach to cardiovascular health as well? Okay, to understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries, and we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now you can see that we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 6 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 8 areas we're doing modeling, another 5 areas we're doing publications, another 10 areas we're doing systems architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're currently in the 4th phase, which is combination screening, and today we'll be sharing some of that data with you. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We built the systems architecture, then we published it, then we did the modeling of it, we did the combination screening, we did the discovery. What we did was, first, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosolve with, frankly, no funding. Then we published it, and then we did the modeling of it, And then we went through all these different natural foods in nature, and we found combinations of ingredients in this, and we put them together. And then we were very fortunate to discover something through this process. And we actually found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. And then to validate this, not only did we publish, but we got a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the CytoSolv process and how we implemented it. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is the same approach we're now applying to cardiovascular health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at CytoSolv created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the CytoSolv Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than I ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolv optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolv. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So this is beyond just theory. A lot of people think that you can just talk about stuff without ever having to do anything. But here we've gone end to end with a powerful solution that can really help the world, which is helping the world buy this completely different way of doing development, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. We've also gone on to develop another impactful product known as Healthy Tea. It comes in 7 specialized blends, with each one tailored to support a particular aspect of health, such as joint tea, digest tea, breathe, tranquility tea, Detoxy-T, Femini-T, and finally, Immunity. And now we present your body, your tea, a unique collection created to balance the doshas and promote overall well-being. This range features Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. And since we're focusing on cardiovascular health, I'd like to suggest Tranquility tea. This is a thoughtfully crafted herbal blend that supports heart function, made with traditional ingredients known to promote overall heart wellness. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, zinc copper quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve cardiovascular health initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we focus on building the systems architecture of cardiovascular health. At the core of this architecture is the relationship between cardiovascular health and oxidative stress. Oxidative stress, caused by an imbalance of free radicals and antioxidants, plays a critical role in damaging blood vessels and impairing heart function. Understanding this connection lays the foundation for deeper analysis and targeted interventions. We're going right to the root of the problem, starting fresh, and carefully examining all the research to truly understand what's going on. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support cardiovascular health from multiple angles. This diagram illustrates how oxidative stress directly impacts cardiovascular health. Hypertension plays a central role here, leading to structural changes like vascular remodeling and hypertrophy, as well as conditions such as atherosclerosis and lipohyalinosis. These processes, combined with elevated reactive oxygen species and reduced nitric oxide, contribute to endothelial dysfunction. As a result, we see impaired neurovascular coupling, altered cerebral blood flow regulation, increased blood-brain barrier permeability, and ultimately a decline in overall vascular health. What we've discovered, and we're still doing work, is that, again, going down to the reality, in understanding the system's architecture of cardiovascular health, we focus on identifying the key factors that contribute to cardiovascular disease. These include genetic predispositions, high-fat diets, environmental exposures, and sedentary lifestyles. Psychological stress also plays a major role, along with habits such as smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, and the overuse of steroids and antibiotics. Together, these factors create the foundation that influences cardiovascular health outcomes. This holistic view sets the stage for deeper analysis in the next phases. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. In phase four, the combination screening focuses on identifying potential natural ingredients that may support cardiovascular health. These include commonly known botanicals and spices such as garlic, ginger, cardamom, turmeric, tea plant, cayenne pepper, coriander, and Nigella sativa. Other potential candidates include ginkgo biloba, Asian ginseng, basil, parsley, celery, and ashwagandha. Additionally, berberries, green tea, and cinnamon are considered, along with arjuna and liku rice. Together, these 19 ingredients represent a broad spectrum of natural compounds with potential cardioprotective properties. The challenge and the reason there's been no breakthrough is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today we're going to focus on green tea, one of the 19 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve cardiovascular function. Through our Cytosolve analysis, we discovered that green tea has been studied extensively with 35,342 research papers and 1,356 clinical trials published over the past 211 years. Highlights its long-standing importance and credibility in both scientific and medical fields. Now, let's take a look at the composition of green tea. There are 31 key molecules found in green tea, and while many more are present, these represent the most well-researched compounds with significant relevance to the current study. Green tea contains minerals, a variety of vitamins, amino acids, and volatile compounds. Together, this diverse profile gives it a wide range of biological activities, making it a powerful natural remedy. These include 9 essential minerals like potassium, calcium, magnesium, fluoride, chromium, selenium, zinc, cobalt, and nickel. 6 vital vitamins such as A, B2, B3, C, E, and K. 12 amino acids, including L-theanine, tyrosine, tryptophan, threonine-5, N-ethylglutamine, glutamic acid, serine, glycine, and so on. Lastly, it contains 4 important volatile compounds, including alcohols, esters, hydrocarbons, and aldehydes. And here you can see the structures of the key active compounds in green tea: epicatechin, epigallocatechin, epicatechin gallate, and epigallocatechin gallate. These 4 catechins are the major bioactive constituents we've identified through our research as being most relevant to green tea's biological activity. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the 9 key biological effects of green tea. Here we can see that green tea demonstrates a wide spectrum of biological effects. It acts as a powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agent, while also exhibiting anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, and cardioprotective properties. Additionally, it supports immune modulation and provides antimicrobial, anti-arthritic, and anti-angiogenic effects, making it a versatile botanical with multiple therapeutic actions. Then, coming to its health benefits, green tea offers powerful health benefits across a wide range of conditions. It is effective in managing inflammation, reducing oxidative stress, and supporting eye health. Additionally, it helps in controlling diabetes, obesity, and arthritis, and also in mitigating autoimmune disorders, Parkinson's disease, asthma, and even cancer, making it a comprehensive health-supporting herb. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening with respect to green tea. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. Here we see how green tea plays an important role in improving cardiovascular health through its vasorelaxation effect. So here's how epigallocatechin works in the body. It kickstarts the AKT pathway, which then switches on an enzyme called ENOS. This enzyme takes something called L-arginine and turns it into nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide is super important because it helps relax our blood vessels. When the vessels relax, blood flows more easily, blood pressure goes down, and overall heart health improves. Another key way green tea supports cardiac fibrosis is through its antioxidant properties. Normally, angiotensin II triggers the production of reactive oxygen species in cardiac fibroblasts. This activates NF-kappa B, which then turns on CTGF, a growth factor that pushes collagen buildup and fibroblast proliferation. The result is too much extracellular matrix being deposited, leading to cardiac fibrosis and poor heart function. But here's where EGCG steps in. It blocks that ROS production, helping to cut down collagen synthesis and fibroblast overgrowth, ultimately protecting the heart from fibrosis. Now we can see how green tea supports myocardial infarction through its cardioprotective properties. EGCG works at the molecular level by boosting the expression of microRNA 450B5P, which in turn inhibits ACSL4, an enzyme that drives lipid ROS buildup. Since excess lipid ROS is a key trigger for ferroptosis, blocking ACSL4 helps reduce this process. As a result, EGCG protects cardiomyocytes from ferroptosis, lowering the risk of cell death during acute myocardial infarction and ultimately helping to preserve heart function. And we are now in the process, once we do this, we will then file patents and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out CardioSolve is going to do. We're right here in the fourth phase, which is combination screening. So now, how can you help with this? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also just go donate to vashiva.com/openscience. And support the CytoSolve Open Science Institute.
You can also come to our symposiums that we do on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can go register at cytosolve.com/symposium, again, which is absolutely free for warrior scholars. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at green tea, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that green tea has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here we see how green tea works as medicine for managing skin health. This data highlights how green tea supports skin health. It shows antioxidant activity comparable to vitamin C. And as the bar graph illustrates, green tea effectively inhibits the MMP2 enzyme in a similar way. Since MMP2 plays a key role in skin aging, this suggests that green tea may help protect the skin from age-related damage. Here's another data showing that green tea extract can significantly lower macrophage levels in uveitis, nearly matching the effectiveness of dexamethasone, a standard anti-inflammatory drug. This points to green tea's strong potential as a natural option for managing eye inflammation. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a cardiovascular health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be asking yourself, if green tea is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The fact is, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works wonders for one person might not work at all for another. It's really about finding the right solution for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for instance, to maintain its benefits, you can have around 3 to 10 cups of green tea a day using 1 gram of leaf per 100 milliliters of water. Frank says, for heart health, a daily dose of green tea extract between 160 and 2,488 milligrams has shown proven benefits. For its neuroprotective effects, research by Park and colleagues reports that a daily dose of 1,720 milligrams of green tea extract has demonstrated significant benefits. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician. But the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While green tea provides many valuable health benefits, it's also important to be mindful of its safety profile. At higher doses, it may lead to side effects such as nausea, dizziness, or headaches. These factors need to be carefully considered when using it. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if green tea is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Green tea helps restore balance in the body by increasing vata, while at the same time reducing the other two doshas, pitta and kapha. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where green tea may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms at VA Shiva Systems Health, allows you to understand the personalization of foods. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for cardiovascular health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To sum it up, EGCG promotes cardiovascular health by activating the AKT pathway to enhance nitric oxide production and improve blood flow. Secondly, it reduces oxidative stress by blocking ROS, which helps prevent fibrosis. Moreover, EGCG regulates microRNA 450B5P to suppress ACSL4, lowering lipid ROS and ferroptosis, thereby protecting heart cells during myocardial infarction. And we are right now in CardioSolve, which is a new spin-out at the combination screening. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we conclude our discussion on green tea on cardiovascular health. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Get involved, get involved, get involved. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on green tea, on cardiovascular health, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.